This is 90.3 KAZU. I'm News Director Krista Almanzon. Pacific Grove's narrow streets, old homes, and love of the past have earned it the title of America's last hometown. Now, some worry, that's in jeopardy if Measure F passes. It would allow for a zoning change that paves the way for a new hotel. KAZU's Doug McKnight reports.
The Holman Building is the largest structure in downtown Pacific Grove. It takes up a third of a city block. Once a department store, it's now a large antique mall. But developer Drake Letty has a vision for something even bigger.
So the lobby of the hotel would probably be starting at about my shoulder level here.
Letty wants to build a luxury hotel with more than 200 rooms, meeting space, restaurants, and retail. The proposed Holman Hotel would take up the entire city block. That includes the Holman Building and the parking lot and retail space behind it. Letty is a stocky man with a quick smile and a soft Texas drawl. He estimates the new hotel will bring in $1.5 to $2 million a year in new tax revenue for the city of Pacific Grove. Plus, the development would be good for downtown.
What we do with this hotel is we bring lots of people to town that are wealthy, have a wallet that's itching a hole in their pocket. They want to spend some money, and that's huge.
Under current city zoning, Letty can't build the Holman Hotel. It's too big. But Measure F would change that. A yes vote on Measure F would alter the zoning rules only for this city block, opening the door for the hotel project to move forward. That's why PG resident and hotel opponent Mary Flegg is voting no.
It's much larger than anything we've ever done before, and we have a lot of concerns about what that allows.
Mary Flegg stands among the produce booths at the weekly Pacific Grove Farmers Market. She wears a no on F button. She worries about the impact on parking, water, and sewage. A blue sign next to her reads, "No big city development." And in many ways, that's the center of the debate.
We come here because you have a wonderful built environment, and you have what we lost in San Jose or what we lost in Los Angeles. I think it's not easy to keep these environments that we have because we see home and a developer sees an opportunity.
Tom McMahon also sees an opportunity to revitalize downtown. He's chairman of the Pacific Grove Downtown Improvement District. On an early weekday evening, he stands outside his laundromat near the Holman Building, looking at an almost empty downtown.
So four people walking downtown. Most of the businesses are closed. There's just not a lot here to attract visitors. If we want to preserve our lifestyle, we need to find a way to make it a self-sustaining city, and right now it's not.
There are no Gallup or Rasmussen polls to gauge voter feelings on Measure F, but there is the Barber Poll. Gene's Barber Shop has been a downtown fixture for more than 20 years. You can still get a shave and a haircut and talk politics. Gene doesn't live or vote in Pacific Grove, so he says he's neutral, but his customers aren't.
Most are against it. They don't mind telling you flat. They don't want it. Just get rid of it.
Of course, there is nothing scientific about the Barber Poll. It is admittedly confined to men with enough hair to cut. The real poll is next Tuesday. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.
Join us tomorrow for a look at Measure P in Santa Cruz. It's 10 minutes past the hour. This is KAZU.